Walmart would also like to do some modernizing. In Japan, Walmart has shown interest in acquiring a share of the huge Japanese retailer Daiei. Commentator Ev Ehrlich says this could help reform some of Japan's bad economic habits, like the alliances between corporations that create a barrier for imports.
Walmart could do in short order what trade negotiators have been unable to do, change the way the Japanese system is played. Walmart may well attack Japan's economic structure at its point of greatest vulnerability, its retail sector. Japanese retailing is dominated by thousands of mom-and-pop stores. They're notoriously inefficient, but many of them sit on small yet incredibly valuable parcels of urban land. Their livelihoods come from their real estate values as much as from the beautifully wrapped individual pieces of fruit they sell. The mom-and-pop stores get away with this because they're protected by something called the large store law. It prohibits big retailers from locating near any small operation. This law seems like a nice way to protect cute little stores, but it's really the source of many of Japan's economic problems. A competitive retail sector can do a great deal for an economy. If it sells things efficiently, it reduces costs and increases consumer purchasing power. Even more important, if retailers are strong and competitive, producers must become the same if they want to service them. And if firms are forced to operate efficiently in order to sell their products to Costco, Walmart, or Sears, they'll have to improve their own productivity and focus on what they do best. That's what makes Walmart so threatening to the Japanese system. Walmart's everyday low prices could force many Japanese industries to shape up. It could drive smaller retailers out of business, free up land for better uses, and of course, it could give foreign production a direct route into the Japanese marketplace. Walmart has chosen a tough road, but if Walmart wins a few early regulatory and legal battles, it will overrun Japanese retailing and change the landscape of the Japanese economy forever. Competitive retailing could increase economic productivity as well as the purchasing power of Japanese consumers, just as it has in this country. A generation of trade negotiators who have failed to change Japan should now put all their political and diplomatic support behind a company that can.
Commentator Ev Ehrlich was Undersecretary of Commerce in the Clinton administration.